Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
This night I'm going to be praying for you. I'm praying for ourselves on deliver yourself from evil altars. I pray for you that any evil altar behind any little case, big case, complicated case in your life, that altar shall be roasted tonight. Get your Bible ready. 1 Kings 13 from 1 to 6. When you see a person shining, either in the demonic way or in a godly way, there's an altar backing him. When you see people doing well, there's an altar backing them. There is nobody that walk without backing, except most of you that call yourself Christians. We are the ones that are gullible. I prefer that. What is it? I did not offend anybody. I pray for you again. No altar will prosper over your life anymore in the name of Jesus. You already know that altar is a place where spirits move up and down. Either godly spirit or demonic spirit. Altar is a place where some people alter people's life. Altar is a place of spiritual trafficking. Altar is a place of covenant. Altar is a place of donation. The altar is a place where you drop your problem and you pick whatever you want. There are godly altar and there are ungodly altars. The godly altar has been used several times to deliver children of God. The ungodly altar has been used as vengeance. The ungodly altar has been used to fight people, to bring great glory down, to make great people to become wasted. You need to deliver yourself from them. Most people are sitting here now, there are pictures, they are all over wicked places. I did a particular very short video on TikTok. Go and watch it. And I was talking about pictures. You are not Holy Ghost filled and you like to take pictures. I was teaching about missing your picture there. That every picture is speaking. Every picture you take, they are speaking. I was teaching there that the way you take pictures, that they can't do anything about the picture. Go and watch it. You can't be this kind of church and you are spiritual ignoramus. Let them take your picture anywhere. That picture will not talk. Every picture is speaking if you do the right thing. That's not what we are treating today. It's my prayer for you again that any altar behind your case, that altar shall be roasted in the name of Jesus. 1 Kings 13, 1 to 6, very short sermon. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Verse 2, please. And this man of God cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon this shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. Verse 3, please. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Verse 4, please. And it came to pass, when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of this man of God, which he had cried against the altar of Bethel, that he put forth his hands from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hands, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it again to himself. Somebody help me shout a big hallelujah. Verse 5, please, go. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Verse 6, good. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Biko, entreat the face of God, thy Lord, thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored. And man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored again, and as it was before. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As we cry against wicked altars today, they will leave you alone. Jesus is the only altar of salvation. Take a look at that. An altar is a place of spiritual transaction. When you were born, you were brought to the altar. Before you were born, your parents married on the altar. When your mother was pregnant, she went to the altar to pray. When you were dedicated on the altar. When you are in need, you run to the altar. But Christians, we don't know how to handle our altars. We go to our altar as a place of solace, not sacrifice. The enemies, they go to their place of altar, not just for help, but for sacrifice. That is why it seems they have spirits back in them than us. I pray for one person today. May you receive sense to use your altar to fight the altars in the name of Jesus. Told you in life, in this life, it is words against words. God against God. Altar against altar. Sacrifice against sacrifice. And I've taught you several times about this. And Goliath said to David, you came to me with catapults. They were both speaking words against each other. Goliath switched to his God and caused David, the name of his God. David too is switched to his God. He said, I came to you with my own God too. He said, in the name of the Lord, I'll bring your head down. Anytime people involve their God in your case, you too involve what? Your God. Anytime people involve their altar in your case, you too involve your altar. Your altar is not in any way. This is your altar. Oh, I pray for you. The Lord will fight your battles for you. Altar is a place of worship. Altar is a place of dedication. Altar is a place of donation. Altar is a place. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. You will no longer eat leftover. What you want is what you'll be getting in the name of Jesus Christ. Altar is a place of collateral. Altar is a place of covenant. And the Bible says, have respect unto the covenant. For the dark place of this world are full of cruelty. Altar is a place of mandates. Altar is a place of talking. Altar is not a place of tears. Altar is not a place of story. I have told you, you don't see anybody go to the bank and cry. You go to the bank and do what? Transact. Stop going to the altar and cry, oh Lord, here. Go to the altar with sacrifice. Go to the altar and report your enemies. Go to the altar and say, Father, I want this. This is what I have brought. Somebody receive sense in the name of Jesus. Go to the altar and report them. This person is fighting me. This person is fighting me. Lord, I know they have set an altar. This is my altar. The spirit from here will face their spirit. And when two altars will split jam, the lesser will bow. I say receive sense. Altar is a place. Leviticus chapter 8 verse 15 of reconciliation. And he slew it. And Moses took blood. Also it's a place of blood. It's not a place of story. And he put it upon the horns of the altar. About with his finger. He purify the altar, pour the blood to the bottom of the altar, sanctify it, and make reconciliation. Altar is a place of fire, and not only blood. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. Leviticus 6, 12 to 13. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning. I told you that this altar is burning for you. This altar is working for you. Run to your altar. But don't run to your altar with tears. Be sensible and smarter than your enemy. Somebody say, I hear you. Continue. Put it back there. Let me finish it. And it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. What is wood? I've taught the man of God before. That's the word of God. You burn wood there. You service it. And you lay the burnt offering in order upon. You set them. You make the altar clean. Not every day can hardly be coming to the altar. Altar is not the place where children begin to run and do nonsense. Are you chokomilo here? Are you hearing me? You sat down there, your children are running all over the altar. Because you don't respect it. They burn your father where to go and run over the altar. In an Anambra state. If it's not scarlet, I will come out. Put it back. I'm not finished. And it shall burn therefore thereon the fat and the peace offering. Verse 13. Finish it for me. The fire shall never be burnt. Shall never, ever. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never. The priest might not be around. The altar is still active. The priest might not be present. The altar can see other people's life or change destinies. Somebody receive sense in the name of Jesus. The altar is a place of traffic. I shared this with the church before. My daughter needed to change level. And things became very bad. I needed to let her know that I have a God and an altar. So I wrote a check. I wrote everything I had in my account. I called her into my office. I said, this is what I know how to do. I don't know how to do anything. It's all I know. And she looked at me and said, daddy, all this. I said, all this. Because your level must change today. We prayed on it in tears. But we sacrificed in our hands. When we finished praying, I told her, drop it on the altar. Within 24 hours, everything changed. Everything changed. Not 10 million. Not 20 million. The things started coming in. She said, how did you do it? I said, how did we do it? My helper is hallelujah. I could have done like other people. I begin to write letters to everybody. Where I needed help, I had to say 1, 2, 3. But you know what? Apart from the people I called, God provided that money. Anytime it seems she's stuck, I say, you are the fourth granddaughter of Akiola family. You are going to face battle. You are the fourth granddaughter. I am the firstborn. It's not going to be easy, but you are going to be strong for me. And we involve altar. Your enemies involve altar in getting anything, but you don't want to involve altar. By strength, finish it for me, Anesoji. Continue to use your strength. Continue to use your strength now with your 120,000 wig. Let me quickly show you 6 effects of what happened to victims of wicked altar. Number 1. Many people are suffering today now for the havoc done against their life on the altar of darkness. See, most dedication that people do apart from the altar of God is not dedication, it's donation. Put your hand on your head. Let me pray for you. If you are here today and they have donated you already and you are just walking about, I buy you back by the blood of Jesus. It's not by force. Oh. It's not by force. Wherever, whatever you have been donated to, whatever God, whatever altar, on this altar, I cry to God. You are created for a purpose, for a season. Wherever they donated your glory to, your life, your destiny. In the name of dedication, I buy you back by the blood in the name of Jesus. If you are one of the people I pray for, shout 7 amen, and pack your blessings now. Sit down, but don't go down. Many people here, and watching me now, their money is on a wicked altar. I told you about one of my daughters that went to Abia State. The Lord bless her. And she bought a very big land. Very big land. Very big land. And she was building an estate. Somebody is building over 12 flats at the same time. 12 duplex. 1, 2, 3. No big joke. So she did foundation. And she did everything. She came back to Lagos. And when she came back to Lagos, this is a woman that controlled billions. Nothing came again. Not one naira. First month, second, so she was smart. I've taught you. When the money in your account is finishing, what did I teach you? What did I teach you to do? Don't wait for that money to finish. Don't be... You watch. It was going down. You used to have billions. After 100 million. And in your face like this, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, 200,000, 100,000. When a boat is about to sink, what do? So she ran to her father in the Lord. I will begin to find out. What did he say? I told you, I started the foundation. Okay? We started praying. The last man you gave money to was your uncle. Yes. You put 50,000 in his hand. He said, yes. That money is an altar on the altar. You know, my state. I said, meet me at my own altar with another sacrifice in your hand. We came to this altar within 5 minutes. We finished it. And 24 hours. Spirit met spirit. Your enemies will apologize. Did you say man? I said your enemies will apologize. Stretch your hands to this altar as I pray for you. Your money on any altar. The palaki there that let us see how you will make it. And let me tell you, when your money finish, you are finished. When your money finish, story starts. When your money finish, you can't do your project. Let your money palak on any altar be released now in the name of Jesus. You are not here. Your wealth that is buried, dropped on any altar, and spirit said you cannot be more than this. Let their spirits, their altar, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. If you are one of the people I pray for, shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Sit down. Some will never marry in life because there is an altar speaking against your marriage. We went the other side, and the Lord said, there's a lady here. Your father is a DBA. And your father made love to you on his altar. Your father, Benny, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. The pastor that brought her is watching me now. The pastor, my father slept with you on the altar. The blood of your virginity was on that altar. At that time, you are 48, 49. I said, if you don't pray well, you not on this one will you marry. After service, he broke all protocol and she came to me. I said, you are the one. He said, her father was a DBA. Her father slept with her on the altar. You thinking a joke? We're in a wicked world. We're in a wicked world. Have you noticed that your relationship don't end well? You are approaching 46 now. You used to do shakala in those days that I don't go for anything. But now you are praying for anything. It will not be your portion. It's either the man break your heart, or you are the one that will break the man's heart. You begin to hug the person. You're not supposed to hug. The person will leave you alone. It's not you. Now, all time they speak against you. Should I pray for you? Anybody here that they say you will not have a good, successful marriage? Let the altar speaking be silenced in the name of Jesus. The goodness of people has disappeared. Why? They collect them from the altar. Don't say I should have been talking about altar. That woman of God would have been saved that day. I said, do you know that there is something they call family curse? I said, family curse. We have been praying against it since. I said, wow, really? When somebody still loves you, be arguing with you. When it's done, it will not argue with you again. Now, love, maybe they shout on ourselves. Oh, when there's no love, there's no shouting again. Really? Do it. And I did not say anything again. All the expectation did not work again. Do you know why? Because the curse was working. I pray for you. I pray for you. You are the one I'm praying for. No altar will prosper over your life again in the name of Jesus. Your goodness, your mercy, your money, your whatever that is on the altar, the Lord release them for you in the name of Jesus. Many people's hands and legs are tied on the altar. They can't make money. Some, their legs are tied on the altar. They cannot walk. They cannot move quickly. They are so slow. No speed for achievement. Today, I release your hands. I'm not here. Today, I release your legs. In the name of Jesus. Please, before I tell you what to do, go and finish preaching. Permit me to tell you, God gave you brain so that you can rest. I like Community Science, University of Lagos. I told you before. Please sit down, madam. When I finished, I went for industrial and commercial law. I thought I've reached my peak. I was working in a good company when God called me. And I told God something, I'm not going to beg. And Lord said, if you're not going to beg, this is what you're going to do. On that we stand since that time till now. Do you see anybody crying in the bank? I want to answer. Do you see anybody? You don't want to answer me. Do you see anybody? They say, what I did, I came to beg for money. Do you see? So you came to bank to either drop or what? Or collect. Oh God, may you hear. All over internet, they discourage you. I told you now, they are speaking against tithe. Very soon, they should talk about communion. Next year, they will talk about communion. And so pastor come again and say, hey, don't take communion again. Let me tell you, next year what? Someone was asking, what do you think about tithe? I said, tithe. In this dispensation of Christ, there is, what is tithe? Tithe is nothing. The Bible said, those apostles that time, they gave all. No, so they gave all. So it's not about tithe. But it's about obeying God. If you are watching me now, whether on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, or you are here, don't let anybody collect from you your Christian and spiritual essence. When you don't go to the bank to cry, nobody listen to you. Stop going to the altar to cry. Go and take, or go and drop. Say, I hear you. Don't let baby save me. Father, I've come to thank you. Take. Father, I need this. Take and give me this. Have I taught you? Have I taught you? You go here. You can't struggle anything with me. Ah, when I have my altar. Hey, when I get to my altar, we will finish it there. We'll finish it there. When I get to my altar, we'll finish it there. What do you do? Are you saved? If you are saved, congratulations. But you, what do? Don't only be saved. Save yourself. Acts of Apostle, chapter 2, verse 40. He said, deliver yourself from this wicked generation. And with many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourself. Save yourself from this untoward generation. I've told you several times. Sometimes in life, just get a place, it seems you are stuck. How can you be stuck? How can you be stuck? Unbelievers are smart. When they do this not work, you know what they do? They carry what is precious to them so that they can move forward. You have been on a particular level for so long because you are not a wise child. You are not a wise child. What do I do? Don't only be saved. Don't only save yourself. Speak against the altar that is working against you. What do I say you do? Speak against the altar. Say after me, any altar working against my life shall not prosper. Say it again, let me hear you. Pray for your children. Any altar working against my children? Say, I set them on fire. Shout a dangerous amen for me. He said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemies cannot gainsay. What do you do? Don't only speak against them. Collect what they are stolen from you. My blessings. My promotion. Whatever the enemy has stolen from me. In any wicked altar. Bible said the enemy is a thief. John 10:10. I collect them back. Please. Finally pray. I refuse to be a victim of any wicked altar. I will not be a victim of any wicked altar. I share a testimony with you and I lie not. When they took this man's name to Kereku, to Alaketu, sorry. They said the girls are like up to like a street like that, calling their father's head. Calling me while me at home and they sleep. There was no movement. All of them were silent. I have visited my altar. I have paid my dues. I pray for you today. Whoever has gone to any altar, even naked, shall run to the market naked in the name of Jesus. Please rise and meet me at the altar. Restore. Restore. My fighter.
My fighter.
My fighter.
My fighter.
My helper.
My helper.
My helper.
My helper.
Provider.
Provider.
Provider. Odogwu.
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 My Savior.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Savior.
Lift up your hands and worship Him. Worship Him.
Jehovah.
Hallelujah. We'll pray for a few minutes and we'll go. Pray from your heart. But I have taught you a secret. Know they watch your life spoil. You have an altar. When unbelievers are angry, they run to their altar. Let me show. When they are happy, they go to their altar. Likewise, you have an altar. Run to your altar and settle some things. Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, today, by the blood of Jesus. Any wicked altar on my case. Say it again. Say, any wicked altar on my case. I render you useless. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying? Render them useless. Render them useless. Render them useless. Render them useless. Any wicked altar. Are you praying? Render them useless. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jesus' mighty name we pray. What's your name? Come. No. You, yeah, come. Pray with me, everybody. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mention your name. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I, Olufemi Akinola, I refuse to be a victim of any satanic altar. Lift up your voice and pray. Like that. Is somebody pray? Will prosper over your life. Yeah. If you love yourself, forget about any relationship now. This is 24, 25. Forget about it. Anybody that wants to use charm on any person connected to me here, let their charm backfire in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Breaks my heart. You telling me you met somebody on the net? You fine? Nobody understand my voice. No love portions. Love spare charm. Their charm kill them in the name of Jesus. Your head will not be bewitched. Every one of you here, I'm praying for you. Say your head and no go accept charm in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I like your hand. I say, I withdraw my glory. My son, somebody say, I withdraw my glory. Say, I withdraw my portion. I'm not hearing, I withdraw my wealth from every wicked altar. Say, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Pray. Are you praying? Withdraw your money. In Jesus. We pray. Say, I withdraw my picture. I don't hear you. Say it again. Let me hear you. Your mother offended your father. Your mother packed a load and left your father. and your father calls that all the children, the daughters of your mother, they will become like your mother. Benny, that they will never be happy in relationship. Today, because you are hearing my voice, any cause of hurting fathers over your life, I break them in the name of Jesus. I say, I break them in the name of Jesus. You are delivered by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray with me. Say, I will draw my picture. I will draw my clothes from any satanic altar. You just know that your handkerchief is lost. You know, yeah, she is lost. One of my daughter here, I said, so person in your compound, that's the person that pick it. He said, how can I say now him pick it? You know what? The boy came to drop it quickly. You know what, Joey? Man, I need to pray. I will draw my picture. I'm not hearing you say, I will draw my picture. Say, I will draw my family picture. Say, I will draw my clothes. Say, I will draw my possession. From any satanic altar. From any satanic altar. Say, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Mighty name we pray. Say after me, say, any bondage and affliction. Arrows of bondage and affliction. From any wicked altar. Go back to your sender. Wait. Remember the old site we used to be? We were there that Sunday and I was supposed to come in and minister. Pastor Paul is the only one that can understand that day. And I stood up to go into the church. I know what? I felt they had fired me arrow. I knew my body was not the same. Before the arrow can catch me, they have been firing. They wait for when you are weak, when you are tired. So I told Pastor Paul, because that he was telling me, remove your clothes. Pastor Femi, on the Sunday morning. So I told Pastor Paul, close the door. Go and be doing anything in the church. I'm not coming now. So I started praying. The church were praying, eh? Oh, see, go, see, go. They don't know that I said, back to sender. Back. Sunday morning. Madness no fit me. I told you how they put something on my chair so that their mother hand or their father hand can be and their mouth. It no fit me. They want to spoil my boy. Are you listening to me now? After praying for 1 hour, I told Paul to open the door. I entered the church. Damburuba. When I got home, the Lord told me that battle that I deliver you from, they prepare for it for 3 years. That one day you'll be preaching and they will fire you. They have prepared everything. The Lord said, I delivered you. Any arrow of oppression, any arrow of affliction, sent to useless you, return back to sender in the name of Jesus. In a particular Christian organization, pastor's organization, a 32-year-old boy became like the president of that thing. He sat on the chair. After 20 minutes, he fell. He fell the second time. What was he supposed to do? They called me. I said, tell him not to sit on that chair again. He sat the third time. He died. They prepared the arrow for him. And they came back. See, after me, he said, every arrow of oppression. Would you pray from your heart? Every arrow of affliction fired against my life. Say, you are a liar. Go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. From any wicked altar, return back there in the name of Jesus. Arrows of affliction from any wicked altar, return back to them in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are bringing the arrow from, I pray they carry their load, not you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please, who brought that man? This one. It's the one that brought the man. The one that brought this man. Please let him come. This man has been donated. Bring him for me. Kneel down. Kneel down. Kneel down very well. Kneel down very well. He's turning to a spirit little by little. What were you waiting for before bringing him? Where have you been taking him to? Church, let us pray. Pray with me, don't worry. Say, village altar on my matter be roasted by fire. Will you lift up your voice and pray? Oil, oil. Are you praying? My leg from any wicked altar, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. in Jesus. They will pray. What is his name? Chiledu. No. Your head. I'll do it on your head. I'll do it on your head. What I want to do now, he has just like 14 days more. They want to finish him. So the first thing I'm going to do now is that they can't kill him. So bring him first Wednesday of November for deliverance. Just stretch your hands. You guys stand up. Stand. Chiledu. Bible says, how did he hit his rich? People invite him again. King Solomon said himself, against Lord and Sanat. But I shall laugh at them. Any venting they have imagined against Chiledu. The priest they gave your case to. The arrow they found to your life. Even from the womb, I decree, today you are delivered in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are delivered now in the name of Jesus. Now, open your mouth for me. I say you are delivered now in the name of Jesus. Where they donated you to, I buy you back in the name of Jesus. I'm not saying that because it's not your own son. I said you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Somehow, when they come in contact with me, they are delivered. Because we are 10 steps ahead of them. The cage they put you are like a chicken. I break the cage in the name of Jesus. No bearing, no nothing, no school. It's just there. Ah! Today, I break the cage and sit in the name of Jesus. I collect you from the mouth of the lion and release you in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of the Father. You are delivered in the name of the Son. Delivered in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Are you clapping for Jesus or you are selfish? God punish the devil. Amen. Now, before we go home, please, it is not everybody you see on the road you fight. We want to pray against some people. I call them human altars. What do I call them?
Human altars.
A council bus, you know, council bus stop there when you are going to a cartoon. Okay, a vehicle was coming and a small boy, like this boy, 16, 18, came down from the bus and told the conductor to give him his change. And the conductor said, and he said, Walai talai belong. He said, Walai, that's what he said. He said, God knows I'm going to talk to God now. Or see Yahweh. I was there, not joke like this. He said, I won't repeat myself. Or Yahweh. Those people are what? Human altars. That's why you don't abuse anybody anyhow. Either on net, because they are what? They carry their altar. Their altar not there for us again. When they are angry, they speak a word, you are in trouble. They are happy, they say, Sineke Gozeki, you are blessed. We want to pray against human altar. Be careful. Be what? Don't they look for Allah? Just be going your own going. If they now look for you now, hey. Fast, you know, be fast. Every time, I answer. Do VG. I don't know my sleep. Doctor saying, the shorter your sleep, the shorter your life. So, which one do you want to do now? Sacrifice. I don't give money anyhow. I have to calculate everything because in this world, all pastors and thieves. Are you not gone? At the fire station, a man hit a young boy. And the boy said, sir, you just hit me with your car. And the man said, "Ma bachi eje." And the man went to bring Bante. Bante is that thing that people used to put like belt that was going to hit the boy. The boy said, at your age, you are still using this. The boy looked at him and said, go down. And the man went down. Human altars. Bah! Human altars. That one is supposed to be my presence. So I said, oh, your man. The boy told the man, go down. The man went down. He said, you want to use this one on me? He said, begin to lick the floor. Now, human altar, Benny. You don't get power. You don't go abuse human altar. They tell you to chop shit. You know what I'm saying? Daddy, hey, where is daddy? I know the phone call no go. Say any human alter my matter.
Any human
ah, not hearing you say any human or human alter. They look at you and they say, they look at this and they say, holy shit, you can't prosper. That's what they do. And they are pronounced, I reverse their words over your life in the name of Jesus. Pray when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, any wicked human altar on my case. Say, I reverse their work and I receive my deliverance. Somebody shout and pray in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Are they praying? Are they praying? And they pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You will pray this prayer. Time has gone for 2 minutes. Father, turn me to fire. I'm not hearing. Say, let me say, Father, turn me to fire. When you become fire, they call your name fire. You meet human altar, you just look at it and say, I'm just looking at you, can't do anything. They carry your pictures on, they say, this one are fire. Where you carry this one? Go back. They touch your children fire. They touch your chicken fire. They touch your handkerchief fire. They touch your hair fire. Burn it. Burn it. And Lord said, next year, that salon, where you know they do here, will become slaughterhouses. You know, I used to tell you before we enter. I ready to pray, Father. I didn't say Paga. Say, Father! Turn me to fire! Lift up your voice, everybody, and pray. Are you praying? Are you praying there? Are you praying there? Are you praying? To fire. You have 1 minute more to pray. Tell me to fire. For one thing, for 1 minute. After 1 minute, I touch you. You touch the altar. You go. 1 minute. Go ahead and ask for one thing.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinlaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people